190, you know the deal by now, there's bad language and whatnot. We got a classic coming up. This is Gunwash.
That's right. It's episode 190. That's 190 weeks.
That's a long time.
I want to say congratulations, of course, to you and
too.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Look at your haircut.
Thank you.
Yeah,
first
I just
good haircut
noticed
in months.
That.
Yeah, it's brand new.
It looks great.
I got it for you, Pierre.
And
it
looks like you ride
let
a
me
Harley.
Just say that we do have a classic Gun Wash guest in the house. His name is Pierre Francillon, and he is the
every
number one
every time you
guest.
Say that, yeah. I get so excited.
Well, you're a Hall of Famer, my brother, so
I am.
Let's do this. Gun Wash is coming up right now.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Oh my God in heaven, here we go. This is one of my favorite songs.
Wait, yeah, here comes that sound.
Yeah.
Here
how do you
comes
know this?
That sound.
How do you know this?
Again and again.
I know you live through this. Yeah, no, yeah.
Here comes that sound.
Woo!
Again and again.
That's right, everybody. Here comes,
here
that,
comes
sound
that sound
again. This is Gunwash. We're back again and again and again. Of course, it is 9 p.m. here at the Heritage Radio Network. Thank you, Jeff. And what can I say? I don't. 190 episodes. That means
that's
that for
a long time.
190 weeks we've done this show, and what better way to celebrate? I don't know if you've noticed, all listeners, but the last couple of weeks we've been doing return episodes. So you know, Azel returns, GGC returns, etc. And tonight,
Azel return?
He returned.
He returned.
Oh my God!
All right.
From where did he return from?
He returned from who knows where.
Oh shit!
But the craziest thing is that tonight we have Pierre Francillon returns.
Hello.
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 Hello, Pierre.
Hello.
And by the way,
legend.
It's wonderful to see you.
What's up?
You look great.
Right?
Legend.
You really do look great.
Doesn't work
look,
it out.
Doesn't he look awesome? And it's crazy to think.
I lost 104 pounds.
104? You look. I didn't want to say you look skinny because I'm not the type of person to like tell someone they look skinny because maybe who knows how they
that's
feel.
That's offensive.
No, no, no.
Who knows?
See, in Haiti, if you say you look skinny, they're going to think like you got some kind of contagious disease.
Yeah,
something.
They won't get it. Yeah.
But no,
how
I was retaining
happen?
Water. I was retaining a lot of water. And this is the fourth time in my life which I've lost, alleviated the burden of 100 pounds.
And when you, and
yo,
so.
Yo, I did it. This is woman, Maripaul, Lino's mother. Okay?
Okay.
Maripaul.
Wait, whose mother?
Lino. Lino, the DJ Lino. You
oh,
know
I don't
I,
know. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Maripaul was like, it's this goddess, this style goddess, very famous, and she had like, she styled Madonna. She's the one who came up with that Madonna jewelry. That was her shit. Okay, Maripaul was working with Jean-Paul Goud as a stylist, and all those famous Grace Jones, Jean-Paul Goud things.
Okay.
She's the one who did this. Anyway, she had a jewelry line, and Maripaul was a health freak, and she gave me a book by this Swiss guy named How to Get Dr. Airola.
Airola.
Yeah, yeah.
Areola.
Something like that. And he, I mean, he died of a heart attack, which is like
hey,
for
listen,
health.
What are you going
to
do?
But anyway, he was the one who turned me on to apple cider vinegar and garlic. And if you pickle it, here's a tip. If you pickle it no less than one day, no more than 3 days, in something like a cup and a half of apple cider and a head of garlic, leave some of the outer membranes on, and you just pickle it. And you take a tablespoon of that, just the apple cider vinegar, put in a glass of water. If you have GERD, acid reflux.
I got that.
It neutralizes it.
Oh, okay.
It,
so
okay? It's
this
like,
is,
this is some. This is just from her.
That's crazy because I hear about, you know, apple cider vinegar.
Yo, it's
from
good
my
for menstrual
ones,
cramps.
My girlfriend, and of course, Odetta. And
wait a minute, you got a girlfriend now? What?
Long, okay. Long story.
How long have you had a girlfriend?
Very long story,
you,
like a year and a half.
Dude, I'm so proud of you.
Well, it's a ongoing
maybe
thing.
That's why you got that glow.
No,
that glow.
I don't know.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We,
what is that in the background? It's saying no?
Yeah, Jack is saying.
He don't like her?
Jack is commenting in a way that's, you know.
Like she's a fart. Oh, no.
No, that's not true. That's not true. That is not true. I'm just saying we shouldn't talk about it.
Fair enough. But we should
talk about, Aaron, I got you, Jack.
We should focus on
but
the...
No, you could have given me a minute, man. I'm just proud of him. He was, like, fishing for a girlfriend when I knew him.
Hey, listen, I think what I think about this is that it's wonderful that you picked up the apple cider vinegar because...
Yo, but for real, you know, when you...
No, listen, you look so much thinner, it's like a trip in my mind.
It's fab.
It's fabulous. Is oh, look, fabulous? Jeremy's here. Look, say hi.
What's
so
up, Jeremy? Late.
So listen, I want to say, we're going to do music for just a moment, but Armando...
Play that mix I
yeah,
made.
Armando made a mix. Hello, Spliffington. Welcome. Hello, sir.
Hello, Spliffington!
In the house. your French friend is here.
Yes.
And so we'll play a little bit of Armando's mix. It's breathtaking.
I'll
and
tell
awesome.
You about it in a little while.
And he'll talk about it in a little bit.
What
and
kind
we
of
have,
music?
All sorts of stuff. And we have, listen, it's Gunwash. We have Pierre Francillon here.
We're going to be politically incorrect, correct, because that's the way to be correct right now.
That's like when Pierre says we're going to be future. We're going to be politically correct.
Like incorrect is correct.
Incorrect, correct.
Right.
Okay, great. And so thank you everyone for tuning in. This is Gunwash, and we are here for the rest of the evening, another like hour and a half rather. And listen, you can find us on gunwash.com, and the live call-in number here is 718-497-2128. We'll be right back.
I did it!
I'm calling out to all you listeners here at Gunwash, and just so you know, we are we're having a very, very special time in our broadcast career, and I'm very happy that all of you can tune in and join us for it, and that's all I want to say.
Your voice is changing.
You think it's changing
deeper.
A little bit?
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's interesting because Max Bode and I were talking about how earlier on in the episode...
You're resonating.
We didn't sound the same. Now we sound different.
He's like sap.
But all of us.
What's
you
sap?
Too. Sap
like
is...
It's like some sort of resin.
It's a resin that comes from
you
a tree.
Oh, bet. I thought you were talking about sap, like that you see on the television. SAP, Spanish, and all this.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a head, though. That's like kind of meta in a sense.
For those of you who weren't
meta.
Listening.
I like that. I like that meta. I've been called meta mucho.
Why are you? Why
mucho
are you
meta.
Why are you?
Mucho
meta. Why are you meta?
Mucho, mucho.
Well, yo. First of all, meta. Remember, like, one of the first things I ever told you about was the concept or perception of time. And, like, there are nine time zones.
There's nine time zones.
Well, you know, past, present, past, future.
Yes.
Present, past, present, present, future. Future, past, future, present, future, future. So we want to be like, you know, I'm in the last two. I'm future in the present, and I'm future in the past. Feel me?
Can you just...
Isn't that dope?
What does that mean? What exactly... So you're...
Meaning that the thinking, like your direction, your flow... That you're open and objective, and you know, like, I'm 50, and
that's crazy.
And I'm loving it. I'm fucking loving it. I don't love the physicality of it, but I'm loving it because I'm future. You know, I see young people walking around with stuff that I was like, people were making fun of me as a teenager, and it's like my total aesthetic. Some kids who are archivists and know, they come up and say, "Yo, feel me? Respect."
I see your
like
old jacket. Old,
feel I think
me?
That's crazy.
Oh, that's like some Afro-punk shit. Feel me? That's legacy.
I think, you know, you are right in the sense that, like...
Wow.
Who is that? I can't see her. Yeah, who is this?
You would never guess.
Who is it?
You gotta guess.
I see him, but I can't see because the light...
I see a gunwash t-shirt.
I see a gunwash t-shirt, but I see the light. Well, come in, I can't see you. Yo, what's up, dude? How are you, man?
I thought it was Preston.
We got a strong...
What's going on? There's so many things happening.
A thousand balloons just fell.
Aren't we coming out of a retrograde?
Yeah, listen.
You see that?
Wow.
A thousand balloons just fell from the sky.
Oh, my God. I'm having a moment here. So when you come back, when you come to future.
Right. Okay, here's an example of future. Normally in art, like there's some dope artists. There was a surrealist named Mata.
Okay.
Okay, and Mata did like aerosol. He foresaw how, you know, how you have certain graffiti artists that do burners and murals, and they just know Futura.
Uh-huh.
For example.
Absolutely.
Right. So that's future.
You know,
John Coltrane is future.
Okay. So I guess that makes sense, more sense to me now.
In the future, they'll be loving him.
But
you
how,
feel me?
Absolutely. But so how do I, so then what am I? Or what am, like, do I fall
sure,
into?
I'm sure that in some episodes of Gunwash, there's certain things that you touched, or there's certain synchronicities with the people that are like interacting with you on this show, that it's a future episode, that you be talking on shit ahead of time.
Do you think future
remember UFOs?
You
remember,
know,
the UFO episode?
Absolutely.
Remember the Labana Babylon episode?
Dude, oh my God.
What we said,
that was classic.
In an insane way.
Hold on. Can I jump in though? Because Pierre, you've been so ahead of the curve.
This is what
every
I'm
time.
Yeah.
Every
so,
time. I just saw they were throwing like a big party for Snowy Wilderness.
Hello.
Dude, so listen.
Hello.
Pierre,
you know what
is
mean?
Crazy.
Hello.
I have to say to our listeners who maybe are just tuning in.
Pierre is a legend.
You're a legend. And I don't want to, I'm not doing this because we're on the air. I want to say something to you that I want to say something to you that I meant to say to you for a long time.
What?
So we met, Pierre and I met on a rooftop at Haynes' house.
Right, my dear.
May she rest in peace.
Yeah.
In power.
Yeah. She was dope, wasn't she?
She was very dope. Cougar of the year many times.
Cougar Town was written for that bitch.
Absolutely. And the owner and proprietor of Lucky Chang's, the original. And, you know, so many things happened on that block. I met Odetta on that block. And it just, so many things happened there. And meeting Pierre, you meet so many people when you're in those situations, and you meet, it's hard for me to say, Pierre, but there's something where there's a certain type of person that you're going to keep in your life for like a decade or more.
I felt,
that's him?
I felt.
Yes, absolutely.
I knew that because I felt when I first met you that you were somebody that I knew from before.
See,
I believe in this lifetime.
But maybe I'm not.
I recognize all of the people that I've known before.
So maybe I'm not Maybe I'm not at the point in my life where I have the wisdom you, where I...
But wait a minute. I said to you, first of all, your name is Aaron.
Caller.
All right, right. My dearest friend. My dearest friend.
We have a caller.
Okay.
Hey, caller. What's up?
Hey, this ain't a prank call. This is Kenny Basil calling.
Yo, what up, God?
Hey, I'm looking for Kenny Basil.
You're Kenny
Basil? He's looking for Kenny Basil on this radio station. What? What?
Kenny Basil is calling for Kenny Basil.
Okay. Well, listen, Kenny Basil.
Call him out.
Listen, I got something for you. Hey, Pierre.
What?
If someone is calling a radio station looking for themselves, where are they spiritually?
They're caught up in a virtual ether. Maybe they're like looking at porn a lot, you know?
Oh, that might be it.
Ah!
Feel me? So go on, Pierre.
Yo,
go on.
Yo. Wait a minute.
Come and see.
Do you know that if you go for a colonoscopy, that they could tell if you jerk off a lot?
Wow. I always wondered about that. Okay,
yo,
so...
Cum isn't see-through.
Cum
isn't see-through. So,
you were saying...
Right.
We met, and you...
Me?
Kenny? Dude.
Is it my turn yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yo, this is Kenny Basil. I'm in North Carolina.
What up?
Yo, make your way up here and get on the show or don't even come.
You're a tar heel.
I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina. Oh, I need to talk to myself.
Oh,
okay, well, listen, talk to yourself after I'm done talking to Pierre. We got a legend on the line.
Right.
Aaron.
All right.
Yes.
When's Kenny Basil?
Go back.
Are you aware of what's happening, though?
Put the point.
No, what's... I mean, no.
I know there's someone here, but what's the word? Put me on.
Yeah, put me on.
It's Kenny Basil.
That's Kenny Basil. Oh,
that's Kenny Basil.
Yo, you're Kenny Basil?
Whoa!
Yo! Whoa! 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 Whoa!
Whoa! I'm
his only fan,
dude. That's crazy, dude.
Your hands are so cold, Kenny Basil.
Dude, that's crazy, dude. You just blew. I had no idea. No, stay in here, dude. Stay in here. Just stay there for a second.
You should take my seat, dude.
Pierre,
share a seat with me.
I'm just checking him out.
So this man right here, Kenny.
No, I thought you were in North Carolina.
He's a true. Come sit and we'll talk to Pierre. I'm gonna introduce you to someone who you got to meet. Check this out.
Bet.
Take this chair right here.
Take the chair.
Sit next to me. So,
Pierre, Kenny's a comic.
All right, we're gonna get to you in a moment. I didn't understand that call.
Cool haircut.
I didn't understand that you were calling yourself. I'm
I thought
slow,
when you walked in, it was like a real wrestler
like
walking
I'm not
in.
Smart like that. Okay, for the listeners out there, Kenny Basil, the longtime listener and caller and fan, and you know, friend of the show,
maybe
first time caller, is in the studio. Welcome, Kenny. So, Pierre,
come.
This is Pierre Francillon. He's a legend.
What's
super
up?
Legendary.
What's up?
So you were saying we met each other and you knew, and I was saying that
I knew you before. I did. I felt comfortable.
But what makes it a thing where you know someone? Because maybe I'm not at that level of wisdom yet, where like I can see that I might know someone from.
So déjà vu. So what's the best description of déjà vu? If you meet somebody and you like instantly feel calm and comfortable, or you instantly start a conversation, even let's say it's like even if you're hating on each other, there's some kind of love.
Right.
You feel a connection.
Absolutely.
I kind of like that approach.
Fair enough.
Feel me? Because it keeps me on my toes.
But
you know?
not only that. We stayed friends.
You were working, yeah. Dude.
I mean,
and you evolved. I watched you evolve.
But see, that's so. It almost brings a tear to my eye. I have to tell you, it really does, because there's so many people in this place, there's so many people in this city, and to make a connection like that, that's artistic and loving.
Your name was Aaron.
Yeah, but
there were paintings with your name on it by my best friend.
Hey,
get it?
Guys, I just want to say shout out to the 79 MC, All Day, Point Breeze Country Club, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
All
pal.
All Day, Say No More, Say Less. Squad, all the way up. We out here. Mambo Movers, we in the place to be all day. Shout out to y'all.
Peace. Oh, peace. Very good. Now, I don't know, but that's a good call.
That's a good call.
Yeah, that's a call that I want. That's the type of call I like.
Yo, Pierre, I mean, Kenny, you ever had deja vu before?
Yeah.
How often? Very often.
Yeah, you know he has it very often.
All
Look at this guy.
Yeah. I mean, if you had that haircut, I feel like you had deja vu. Jeez.
Aaron, explain the story to Pierre.
Which one?
The Kenny Basil story. Like, give him the context. You know?
Oh, okay. So basically, this is, I guess, the number one fan. The number one fan of the world.
Which means, do you know Pierre? He knows the episodes
I'm on.
Yeah, he knows those episodes.
He knows you.
I got you. He heard your episode three times.
I got you. I got you. That's so crazy.
No, but
for weeks.
Yo, Prince died. That's so crazy.
And then today he came.
I thought of you immediately when that happened.
Yo, but he, it's so crazy that Kenny Basil predicted Prince dying.
Did he?
Whoa.
I mean, I only said that because Pierre said that.
Yo, listen. No, this is because that's so crazy, Prince. But wait a minute. Let's talk about Prince for a minute.
Okay, sure.
Who the fuck knew he was a junkie?
Oh, I didn't know that.
And you guys have got to cut that bush off of the front of his head.
No, never.
Yo, yo, yo.
We're never going to do anything.
And
then
the month before the nigga died, that witch, what's her name? Apollonia, that bitch died too. So I think she came and took him. You know, when they were, like, after he died, every fucking channel put on Purple Rain. So
even the newspaper
checked this out.
Yo, how I bought the New York Post, and when it was kind of raining the day of, like, that issue of the newspaper, and it said Purple Rain and then the weather.
Oh, dude.
And, like, the
and
corner, mad tiny.
And you saw the New Yorker, right? The New Yorker had Purple Rain. Yeah.
But, yo, he's died in the elevator. That's sad.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. What? Feel me?
Okay. Listen, I'm overtaken. What's up?
Just to get back to the cosmic coincidences, Pierre.
Yes.
Aaron was my neighbor on Second Street. Yeah.
I remember you. Okay.
But check this out. Aaron would always be like, "Yo, you have to listen to my radio show, Gunwash. You gotta listen to it." And I'd be like, "All right."
Yeah. Because no one wants
to listen
to that shit.
Check it out. The first episode of Gunwash that I ever listened to
was Pierre.
Yes. Right. The shamanism episode. I remember I was taking a bubble bath.
Was that with Dr. Barnaby Roo?
That was with Dr. Barnaby Roo. Let me tell you something.
I was just like in a bubble bath enjoying it, and then the rest is history.
He's one of my idols.
So, by the way, we're gonna go to music in just a minute.
Right.
And Kenny, I'm overtaken with emotion because Kenny's here and you're here. But I just have to say, and this is like, I've said thank you to you a lot of times in my life, but this is a very special thank you. Because you brought all of the. Like, you were so ahead, and, like, you brought people to the show that informed us in a way that allowed us to keep bringing people on the show.
Hello.
It's an insane Bebel thing.
Bebel Gilberto,
Kenny Sharp, Labana Babylon, Dr. Barnaby Roo, Snowy Wilderness. I mean, it's insane.
Contessa.
I mean,
this is Kicks the motherfucking killer. This is Kicks the motherfucking killer.
Oh, yes.
I mean, and so ahead, and, like,
Contessa.
I don't get it. So before I start sounding like...
But you're worth it. That's why I'm doing it. I tell you that.
And I feel that way about you.
Pierre,
okay.
What if... I got a question. This is me over here.
Sure.
If you met me on that roof with Aaron, would you think you met me in the past?
Yeah, you were all into... You know.
We're all integrated,
I was like,
man.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
I think we played cards before.
Yo, I think we're brothers. I think we're brothers from another mother.
I know, that's
what I mean?
Pretty crazy, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
But Faisal, whatever that nigga's name. The one that got run over by the garbage truck, right?
Faisal, he was here.
You said he was a demon, you said.
You know
yeah!
What, yo, I could tell... You know what I could say about that, actually, before we go to music is... And Jack, you might find this interesting.
You're such a demon that a garbage truck ran over him.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, listen.
I don't care if you're listening, nigga. It's all love. I'm being truthful. It's politically incorrect.
Nah, he knows.
Correct.
I can't chill.
Wait. Your mother must be doing some fierce Santeria because you're surviving all that shit.
And for real. In a real way. Well, listen, this has been... I'm overtaken with emotion right now.
This is
now.
Wild.
And I can't believe how wild this is.
See, it's not RecTech.
No. No. So are we going to play more? Are we going to play Spliff? Or
we're
going to
play some music. Yeah, we'll play some Spliff music.
Okay, great.
I should get Max Bode over here, though.
Yeah, we really should. And
Max is not coming.
We'll be back in just a few minutes here.
Spliff is ahead of time.
On Gunway.
Yeah, I mean, hello.
Spliffington is...
Dude.
He's Leon Russell, man. Yeah, baby. All right. And we'll be back on Gunwash in just a moment. And this is Herbert Spliffington. Or, excuse me, just Spliffington playing now. We'll be right back.
Christine Crivichet, and I am listening to Gunwatch.
Send for the tinder. Light it up. Now we start it up.
Granada, 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 Granada.
Right, wanna be star overnight? Them a look at one stripe. Now swap them windpipe. Bust up tripe. Run like Sprite, leaking. Informer should be speaking. Spy be peeping, looking at
brain duck.
Why ask me?
Brain duck.
Out the whole scheme. Can the whole team by me?
Brain
machine. Never jam it, always island clean. And load the rent. Put in a new magazine. And a news maga. No. Things on Philippines, Israel, Pakistan, Afghan, Russian regime. Man, them no bother with it if them want create a scene. Cause we crack, mash like a crash windscreen. Yeah, me and a liar. Fire skin, I go bone like tire. You know you're about this. It's your dogs like a Kentire. Bad man, pretty few are like Al-Qaeda. Me could kill less with the boy they beside me. And a Wesley, but me a sniper. Pass me the fiber. That's crap, I'm wild like a spider. Me no response to the things where you're locking. Not the things where you're locking. Not the things where you pop. Like a catch dogs, roll out, strap place, lock not, take no jack, ride up, see the wine of the car. Bust one, him and his friend in the bar. Bust some more and mash up the car. Make me a slave to some and another mar. Still out for a few weeks, come back till a post weeks. Friday, watch it on ER, that's the type of dogs we are. See blame you and dumb, enough of your nun. Them why the harmless, just like a nun. Go them a highland, take your mug, when she wanna squeeze none. Boy, I flip up like a cell phone. No guns, in yourself. In our signal, stand alone. Better than Sylvester Stallone. Some boy, I chat like he's a world war. That can't start a world war. Hold them for try war me, them never bad like when me baby girl war. Now we start it up. Please. I'm not going with Carrie.
Yeah, yeah. They left a vehicle at the scene. Make it as the same.
The boy them get right.
Watch on a man. Hey, Brando. Watch on a man.
Sound it.
What am I going with? What am I keep up? Tell them
sound
to flip
it
up. Hey.
Thank you.
So informer and me gun grind be friend. Send for the Uzi and the Big Mac 10 is like murderation for them and them friend. Can't stop who now go pet nona. So informer for them from early out that I told. Request the special and the long Uzi too. Murderation for them and them too. They must fight for we tell police where we are do. How we rob banks and bring some save you is like how guy a spy we uncle one now a hole. Shot of a bus like when rain and dew. Gun big like a plane, shot long like bamboo. So we missing informer and we gun go and be friend. Send for the Uzi and the Big Mac 10. Gangsta say murderation for them and them friend. Come and go be a go pet. What's this? The informing thing. The real and now go work. Gun in and we and well ready for burst. Things say a lie just get we blood thirst. Of a who no one go dead and go under the earth. Me a sound of siren. I saw the sound of the earth. Burial speech tomorrow in a the church. Long time we a wanna tell informer of his blood. Them never want hear see they know them head burst is like informer and we gon' go and be friend. Send for the Uzi and the Big Mac then come me say murderation for them and them friend. Gangsta crew not watch this. Informer for them 7 days on the week. Just point and show we which one of them and wait. I watch people business and go tell police. No for them I go there in a pile in a heap. One mega band and tell them to retreat. Shot informer anywhere in a district. So informer and we gon' go and be friend. Send for the Uzi and the Big Mac 10 gangsters. Say murderation for them and them friend. Come mega me, watch this.
The weirdest. All of the youth want your 2 cents out of nonsense and turn away from crime and violence. Even the one that gaga wanna listen to the dance, baby. Missing, missing. Say them a bad man, hooligan. Them a reptile. Murder them woman and turn round. So my little and a bad man. All of the youth want your 2 cents out of nonsense and turn away from crime and violence. Even the one that gaga wanna listen to the dance, baby. Missing, missing, say them a bad man, hooligan, them a reptile. Murder them woman and turn round, so my little and a bad man, hooligan, them a reptile. No wonder why they get to you, them so bad. Copper shot in fire from your two, it's up a 3 mile. Murder him, woman, be your quarter curse in aisle. Kill a whole nation and turn round, so my little tree, my bad man, hooligan, him a reptile. Murder him, woman, and turn round. So my little and a bad man, hooligan, them a reptile. I wonder why they get to you, them so wild. I was born a disciplined child. The devil knew how I got so wild. When I used to go to school, you know they taught me the golden rule. They say, Dan, you better know yourself. Because time it a go be very dead. Not to the bad man, hooligan, them a reptile. Murder them woman and turn round. So my little and a bad man, hooligan, them a reptile. Me wonder why they get to you, them survive. Why lick it up, I shot them from my head to 9 mile. Go a prison, get there for a very long while. Think the boy a come out and change him style. The boy come out like hooligan, no more like reptile. Murder him, brother, you see they a 3 mile. I come up the road, the love and the day a smile. Say him one go kill 42 and 9. Man go be my bad man, hooligan, he my reptile. Murder them woman and turn round. So my little and a bad man, hooligan, they my reptile. Said that could never be one of the almighty.
Oh gosh.
Oh my god.
We need to have Aaron.
I'm listening.
We need to have a extended episode tonight.
Okay. Extended?
There's just too much to get to.
Alright.
Too much.
Very, very much.
But Kenny, you're getting a tattoo tonight, right?
I hope. If we go too late, I don't want him to go too late. So
you gotta give Kenny Basil a tattoo tonight.
Right, I know, but if we go till midnight, I'm gonna be walking in my sleep giving people tattoos.
You might have to stay up late tonight.
No, I'm into staying up late. I'm talking about
not.
Yes, I am.
Really?
I'm down to stay
late. I'm the one that goes to sleep early now.
Yeah. By the way, just to comment on that, in the last year and a half, 2 years, my going to bed early, getting up early thing has changed a lot.
I didn't mean to put you down.
No, you're not putting me down. I'm just saying that everything changes.
Everything changes.
Everything changes. People are like, oh, Aaron never fucking leaves.
I'm moving to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
dude, we're gonna like, dude, we don't even know what we're gonna do. Kenny Basil.
Yeah, we're gonna hire Kenny to move us to DC.
Kenny Basil is like here in the studio, and like we're on, like we only have like 3 episodes left, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
And what, like, you know why everything happens at once? Because Pierre is here.
Yeah,
he's the genie.
Pierre
so
is.
So anyway,
the magic.
We were saying earlier, yeah.
Armando like, takes on Spain.
I love your bag, Pierre.
Really, you like it?
Very nice. I love the tartan plaid on the inside.
Yeah. It's like my wasp bag. It goes with my shoes.
I know you love wasps.
Can I ask speaking of wasps, you know, can I ask Pierre a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Pierre, do you think Bushwick is dead?
I know you know it from back in the day, right?
Yeah, I'm biased.
Okay, so tell me what you mean by that.
Meaning that I would never tell people that I like live in Bushwick. but this place that we're at right now, Roberta's, is totally like
different.
No, it initiated the change in this neighborhood,
you know,
because I mean
absolutely.
She started with like one spot and then. I mean, there were like chop shops all around her.
Right.
I mean, when I go to the outdoor space, I just keep on envisioning the chop shop, and then I look at the reality of the people that are here.
Yeah,
eating.
It's like yeah.
Feel
they're
me?
Like college kids.
Feel but me? But can, it's too much rent, dude. I mean, like.
Yeah. You could still do okay out here, but still, I mean,
you could.
Yeah. I mean, I'm
not here. Oh. Maybe down by Ridgewood.
No.
Ridgewood. That's like Queens, right?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
fuck?
That's where me and Evan used to live. But dude, I'm telling you, like, you know, you could get, well, I don't know. I live around here and I do okay. But I think, like, so you think it was rough? I mean, like, so in the.
It was very rough.
So tell me what
you
rough
You can
means.
Be rough mean that it's a guarantee you'd be robbed.
Really?
What if Kenny Basil was walking around here back in the day?
If Kenny Basil was walking back here in the day,
with
dude.
That haircut, beautiful haircut.
No, then nobody would fuck with him because right. he got a crazy haircut.
There you go.
You feel me? That's the reality.
Gang members don't like that. Wait. I don't know. I feel if there was chop shops everywhere, I guess maybe that's not true because chop shop means. Someone means gearheads, which means like tough guys, which means gangs, which means
yeah.
That.
But then if they see a white boy walking around with a crazy haircut like that, they'd
be like,
crazy.
"Oh, Columbine!"
You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
Even more so, you know, like taxi driver.
Yeah, exactly.
You know
Whoa! So to come to Bushwick in, let's say, 1989.
Oh well, I'm
1989. That's like the end of, you know, Alphabet City. What we know as Alphabet City back in the late 70s and early 80s in the Lower East Side, that was extended over here.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Nobody, you know, anybody that moved out here from the Lower East Side, because that was the logical
right.
progression. And it was only because of the rents were cheap. Or they just might not have wanted to be in Manhattan anymore.
Yeah, it's a wasteland.
Yeah. Let's flip it back to you. I mean, how do you feel living here compared to where you were living before on Second Street?
Well, you know, I think to a large degree I moved out here out of necessity because, you know, you run out of space, the rent gets too high, etc. So similar to what you said, right? You like the natural progression is to go to a similar area that isn't as expensive.
Right.
But I do feel also that largely it has to do with Roberta's. I mean, really.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
yeah,
Roberta's.
Yeah, it has to do with the show. And
I
like,
follow my friends, but
like,
I don't live out here no more.
I know that. I knew
you did?
That.
I just followed my friends. I saw like 10 of my friends moving to
Armando,
Brooklyn.
You know, Armando was like born in Bushwick.
Well, I was born in Bushwick, but I lived in the city my whole life, though.
But you were born in Bushwick. Ben.
Well, for like, until I was like.
Caller
with Kenny Basil. We got somebody right here.
Yo, what up?
He's talking about not fucking with Kenny Basil. But I will fuck with Kenny Basil.
What?
I will call Kenny Basil Ben Cat. And you know that he will get mad at that. And I will snatch that hair right up.
Who
the
is this?
Sounds like Snowy. Is this Snowy Wilderness?
Wow.
Is it? Is that Snowy?
No, I don't know.
Who is that?
Who is that? You hung up on him?
It sounds like a person that forgot to wear deodorant for the first time.
Yeah, you know, we all forget to wear deodorant sometimes. But you're right. If you forgot to wear deodorant the first time, you're probably a little nervous, a little, you know, shooting from the hip.
Yo, what's up with people not wanting to take showers?
Listen, don't ask me about that shit. I think showers are so fucking important.
You know, wait. I know people, I've known at least 5 people that don't like to take showers.
If you don't like to take a shower.
Like 3 days.
What's going on in your head?
A week!
You don't want to be cleansed? Hey, Pierre, do you remember? Do you remember? Can I ask you a question? Do you remember on Second Street when you would like bring me like the turtle feces and like have me shower like with like the like to with take,
because,
the potions?
Because turtle, right. Well, turtle feces is very powerful.
And can I tell you one thing
it takes
that
the
you
shit
said?
Off of you.
Can I tell you one thing that you said to me that I'll never forget? I'll never forget
what
this.
What kind of shit did
no,
I tell you?
No, listen. I have a vision of this.
And Herbert can say like, "Big up to Chloe."
I have a vision of this. You said, Aaron, listen to me. Human feces is one of the most vile, disgusting, dirty things on the face of this earth. And animal feces is one of the cleanest things on the face of this
rabbit
earth.
Rabbit shit is clean.
Rabbit
know?
Shit is
yeah,
clean.
Look what rabbits eat.
All just carrots.
Like, they don't
Jack,
eat here.
Jack. Jack, listen to me.
Yeah, I'm hearing
what
you.
What the fuck is this shit? If they, yeah,
listen,
Jack Rabbit.
This is something that's in my life. I'll explain this to you right
Donkey
now, Jack.
Kong.
Listen to me, Jack. Pierre stood at the bathroom door and made me shower. And he like
feces with feces
with a bottle of like of some shit.
A bottle of doo-doo?
And he stood at the door and he was like, no, you gotta he made me do it.
Yo, he made you smudge the doo-doo on your face.
And this is not like some like hit, this is not something that I'm like ashamed to share with you. Pierre stood at my bathroom door like a mom and said, no, pour the whole bottle out onto your body. And he made me pour, and he was like standing by the door, and I was like,
and
I don't
was
want
naked?
I was like, I don't want anyone to see me naked. And he was like, yeah, I'm gonna stand here until you do this. And he made me,
I didn't see you naked.
No, you didn't. No, you no,
not
no.
That it wouldn't have bothered
no,
you.
No,
put
no,
on
no.
His boxes.
No.
Hey, this is Pete.
He left his boxes on
can
in the
you
shower.
Guys just please get off the air and just
shut up.
Kenny Basil knows at the Point Breeze Country Club.
Pierre?
Like, yo, my name is Pete too, Pete.
Thank you.
Pierre brought a live chicken into my fucking apartment.
Oh yeah, I had
and then
to store
he,
it.
And then he
and then I killed it.
Yeah. This is something that's truly
it's so,
I can't
yo,
really
yo, I need some voodoo.
Yeah, I
that
I
was some
I can't like I want to sit here and I want to be like, "Yo, this is Pierre, my friend. Like we met each other downtown. Like we had a drink together
and
it was
a
really,
chicken and killed it."
No, like evil no, spirits. I can't say like, "Yeah, oh yeah, I know Pierre like from the bar. Like we had a drink one time." No. Like Pierre
slaughtered animals.
He slaughtered animals in the house. Like,
yo, remember that PETA lady that was bitching at us?
She divorced him and left. She moved. You know about that.
I took a
that.
Water hose and hold that.
Yo.
She was at a barbecue. Here comes this PETA lady, and she's like, "We must not kill our furry animals and eat them." I was like, "Get the fuck out of here!"
I
hosed her. I hosed her down. I was chasing her.
I can't. It's difficult. It's like
it was
I can't
like
express.
Civil rights.
I can't. I can't express it, Jack. I'm trying. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like I want it. Like because you know people.
I do
are,
know what you mean, but this is your life.
No. Right. It's like
it's
people.
Your reality.
People be like, yeah, like I have this crazy friend that I met in the city. It's like no. Like no. Like
I was
Pierre.
Dead
like
serious. I wasn't
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. No. Like quad, Pierre. Like no. Pierre. Like put like stones or and like runes around my apartment and
hello.
Like poured like animal feces around and like brought a chicken in. Like it's real. It's not like some guy I met
well,
at the bar.
I don't mean no disrespect, man. I'm just excited to hear from my boy. That's all.
What hey, up? Why don't you? Hey, say who you are. Who are you? Hey, what's up?
Yo, man. You know this is Spanky. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hey, Spanky.
I just want to make sure my boys are good. They made it up to New York, all right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Say hi, Kenny.
Hello, Spanky.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up is right, and that's the fucking motto of this show. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, motherfucking what's up?
So I just had a really, really great conversation with Pierre and Kenny. Spliffington stepped back.
You guys are getting drunk. You guys are getting mucho borracho.
Spliffington is
really.
Back in the studio. He's loving
how's
life.
How's Spliff doing? Spliff, how's he doing? He just painted a room.
First
Spliff.
Of all, I'm so honored to share like airspace with homeboy. He's got such
yeah.
a following.
He is such
I'm
a
very,
following.
I mean, I'm not even like
say what you want to say in French. Say it in French to him.
Huh? C'est pas quelque chose que je pense que c'est extravagant. Hein? C'est mon réalité que quelqu'un qui comme vous qui a fait la musique qui est superbe.
Merci. There you go. Merci.
Merci.
Merci, and thank you very much
Mercy.
For that.
Mercy. Yo, why can't police... So I was talking with a friend of mine who's telling me about esotericism, and there's this whole new religion about esotericism where they're, like, integrating, like, different principles from different schools or different of the mysteries.
Lost mystery schools?
Yeah, mystery schools, right? So... Anyway,
alchemy,
right? Masonry, yeah. You know. I mean, like when you look at here's an example. We have a new temple, the Oculus.
I don't even know. Okay.
You know that, you know about that thing downtown that where the Port Authority have that hub.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, it looks like it's meant to look like a bird that's in a child's hands, and when you look at it from above, it's just something next level.
Wow.
But anyway, even the numbers involved in creating the Oculus. If you just follow it, you realize that this is like a high mason that did all of this. The other thing is the where the World Trade Center was. It's actually, if you look at it, it looks like the two towers, and they just like braided them.
That's interesting.
One.
Yeah, I don't even know anything.
Feel
about
me?
It. That's crazy.
Feel me?
Yeah, that's the mystery school.
It is a mystery.
It's schools. Alchemy. It's,
but they're also counting on that. You know, we as human beings are mainly stupid.
But what about? But what if? Yeah. Well, maybe that's true.
I think it's true.
All right. Well, listen. I am just taken aback. And all right. Let's listen to some music. Why not? We have Spliff here. He's looking well.
In his Chillin' Island shirt.
He just painted a baby's room.
Yeah. He just did
Kenny
it really.
Basil's
was
here?
It your baby?
No, it's a friend's baby.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it's a wonderful painting, by the way.
What kind of painting is it? I'm interested. I didn't know that you painted. I thought you just did music.
Oh, he's like the most prolific illustrator ever.
That's music. It's a hobby. I just do it.
That's how he gets his...
I get my money with the
yeah.
Arts.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Through the arts.
Duh.
Maybe you want him to do it.
Ooh.
Oh, he shows. He's
said,
showing
yeah,
Pierre.
You know me. I'm just through the arts.
Okay, so we're here with Pierre and Kenny Basil. And Pierre actually has a friend, Mike, here. Hey, Mike. How are you?
Oh, we can talk about yeah. Like, yeah, talk
well,
to
maybe
him.
We'll. We're going to work.
Who is your guest, Pierre?
Yeah, who did you bring?
He's actually the youngest wrestling coach, I say, in the East Coast.
Oh.
Wow. See, Pierre's always up on some
feel me?
Shit. Got some shit, man.
Feel me?
He always...
Well, I like wrestling.
That means all of a sudden Jack is going to throw away all his basketball
Pierre,
shoes and start wearing wrestling gear.
On the nice. Low, on the low, Pierre...
You're a Jack shoe joke
Pierre used to. Pierre used to bring like the Muay Thai guys to my house, too. Like yeah. All that, like the Renzo Gracie guys and shit to my house. He loves
well, that. You know Nico is in that squad.
Yo, you love Nico.
Who's
full
Nico?
Service.
Oh,
full
he's
service.
The guy that you love.
I like the name, Nico.
So we're going to learn more about that when we come back and... And shit, now there's plenty to talk about. So Spliff, if you want to pull up music, and we'll be back on Gunwash in just a moment. Pierre Francillon is here with Kenny Basil, and there's tons of stuff going on. I feel emotional. What can I say? Armando's segment is coming up next.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm excited to hear what he has to say. Call in 718-497-2128. Didn't fuck it up that time, and we're on gunwash.com. And that's... And then we're here. What else can I say? I don't know. I think Spliff is...
Everybody say hi.
Hey, baby boy, and I saw you walking down the street lights, and I saw...
Yeah. Sorry. It's okay. If we don't have music, it's fine. We can just keep going, but...
Pierre, you should tell all your friends to call in right now and ask Kenny Basil one thing.
Right. Sorry about that. That's wonderful. Okay, so sorry. We are playing music now, and we'll be back in just a moment. Gunwash.com. Thank you, Pierre, and all my pals.
You like my solo?
I love it. It was wonderful, actually. I really did like it, yeah. It was awesome. Okay, Gunwash.com, 718-497-2128. We'll be right back.
Hi. This is Carly from Sledever, and you're listening to Gunwash. We'll be right back.
calm down. Come sing out. Sing out and not stop sing out crying our back out.
My name is Philip Joseph Gilmore, and I'm on Gunwash.
Yeah, what's good? It's your boy Ben Roby of Ninja Sonic, and you're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Yes, Mula.
Boda, and let's be frank, Jeremy is a hobbyist illustrator and DJ. He doesn't take anything seriously. I'm gonna wash.
Oh, no. Yeah. But I got the other meeting, you know, we got time to think.
sun, but we lit them straight to the ground. You know we come out of some style brand new now. I am the chiller, yes I'm the chiller, yo. My name is Francesca and you're listening to Gunwash.
Pleasure, Jack. Pleasure.
Boy, Mama Mondo.
Getting around,
Mondo.
All come out.
Oh, yeah.
Does it come in pack?
Mondo.
Mental. Fundamental.
We're just talking right now to the youngest wrestling coach in the whole East Coast right now, and he just told me that he's looking for a chiropractor. And
that's not what he said.
Well, he didn't really in those exact words, but we were briefly touching on how like Pierre does touch people, and for a moment I thought he grappled you and then slammed you, and then like as a coach you were quite impressed on what, you know, Pierre just walked into this installation and then body slammed you.
Well, you know, there's a fine line. You know, it centers on your intent.
By the way, what's your name?
My name's Michael.
Get close to
the microphone. Oh, yeah. No, so yes.
Did I say any true facts earlier about you being the youngest coach in the whole East Coast?
At one point, I was a Division III wrestling coach, and when I was hired, I was the youngest coach in the NCAA.
And then what happened?
Well, you have to progress. So we were talking about this ability to be able to fix people physically. And wrestling is a very destructive kind of thing. You get, you know, like any sport.
You ever broke your nose?
Of course. You know, these things happen. But, you know, so to be able to transform this martial art, and that's what it is. You guys term it, it's fixing. Someone, there's this integer interaction that we have. And so there's a way to transform going about approaching someone physically that goes from injurious to healing. I needed a chiropractor. I term it that, but basically what I needed was someone that could realign me.
And Pierre was that man.
You know, it didn't start with any, you know, like feces. It was like literally
unique experience.
Right. No, but yes, and for me as well. When you have injuries, some of them deeper, you guys were touching on the different generations, how Pierre mentioned that he felt familiar with you. You were a familiar.
Different past, yeah.
Right, well, imagine then that you would take some of those emotions from your past into your present.
Well, his or mine, because I don't know.
Well.
No, your own. And some of those need to be alleviated.
Sure.
You seem like you have like something to say, and you just don't know where to start.
Well, but everybody else has their own, you know. So, like, I don't know what you needed.
What do you think about my friend Kenny, our friend, number one fan of the whole Gunwash community? think of our friend here. What do you think about him?
Yeah, what do you think?
He knows how to wrestle?
Well, it comes as no surprise to me he's here.
I'm surprised.
Well, we're surprised because
we're very surprised.
It's surprising.
Well. He's the number one fan of the show.
I want
to know how Kenny found out about Gunwash, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right. Kenny, can we ask you?
Yes.
All right, cool. So, check this out. I'm going to switch mics. So, I'm going to take Michael's mic, and then Kenny's going to use my mic. Got it?
Thank you for the description there.
All right, cool. So, let me look at this man in the eyes, because who knows when I'm going to see this man again. For a second, I thought you were like related to Hulk Hogan, and I was like, what?
We didn't know who you were.
I didn't know. I did not know. And now
we should have known.
We should have known. We should have had like a whole cake. I should have brought like something to give you.
Because we gave him a pizza.
Well, I mean, a pizza's not enough.
Yeah, I mean, we'll work him out. We're gonna get him something.
He's gonna get. He's fortunate enough to get a tattoo from.
Well, we gotta go and do it.
Well, that's gonna happen later.
We're gonna. We'll.
But like, I wanted to at least bring him a painting or a picture or something.
Maybe
you can
paint something and give it to him.
Well, when? Like tomorrow?
No, right now, we got paper.
I mean, all right, cool. But like, okay, Kenny.
Yeah.
We were told that
you found out about Gunwash in a specific way that's really organic. Can you please let our audience know how it happened?
I read an article on the internet about the best podcast going on, and Gunwash was on there, and I had a lot of time spent in headphones then, and listened to quite a few episodes.
And then you were hooked.
And I was hooked. Oof. And went to the beginning, and here hooked we are like at the end.
Wow. So, like, what episode was that? Like, Gawker was like what? Like, one, we were like, oh, but the I thing is I about the know. Gawker episode, we were like past, we were like years in it. I already cried gallons.
Yeah. Cried gallons.
I listened to three random ones, Andrew WK being one of them.
Okay.
And then went right to the beginning.
Wow!
So impressed.
It's dope because like, when we got that Gawker article, we had like a few hundred listeners, and then it shot up because Gawker. Yeah. You know what I mean? But then I think I put out the. I said something on a show that was like, "Yo, if you listen, like, email us." You know?
Yeah, and that was right around when I got to listening live. Was maybe 2 weeks after that episode.
Oh wow!
Wow. Involving yourself.
Here we are.
So, like, what do you do now? Like, what? How long was this drive you took to Roberta's over here?
2.5 hours. Yeah, so or 5 years in the making.
Yeah, that's like, not that bad. It was 5 years.
Were you nervous?
No.
You wasn't nervous?
No.
To meet strangers.
Does this guy look like he's nervous to you? He,
I mean,
completely I don't, yeah.
Kenny Basil probably knows more about you than you know.
He wore shrimp trunks to the show, which is pretty badass.
He'd probably say some shit to you and you'd be like, oh, I didn't even remember that.
Well, you know what's kind of crazy? I was explaining this the other day to someone, that our whole lives is on the, like, on the web.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, you can hear me calling when I used to call. When Pierre brought Bebel Gibraltar on the air, I was calling from Rikers Island.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's insane. It's like,
I was calling from Rikers Island.
I gotta say, I don't mean to harp on this, but like, this show is fucking insane. I mean, like, this show is insane. Oh, wait, we got something.
We got another guest?
What's going on?
Oh, wow. It's like an award show tonight.
What's happening? What's happening?
On the Mondo segment, live gun
watch. Yo, special surprise, live and direct, coming into the studio.
Yo, get the fuck out. Come on in. Yo, Kitschy is here. Yo, Kitschy. What up? Oh, shit.
Wow.
Hall of Famer herself in the house.
Thank you very much.
Another Hall of Famer. Yo, Kitschy, by the way, speaking of Hall of Fames, do we induct Pierre into Hall of Fame?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think Kitschy and Pierre are both Hall of Famers.
We got two Hall of Famers in the building at the same time.
No, but we didn't induct Pierre yet, so we should just do it right now.
No, we did.
We inducted Pierre and Kitschy and Clyde and a bunch of other people.
Oh, yeah.
And Max and all the people. Yeah.
I remember that now.
How you doing?
Hi, girl.
We're doing all right.
Good. I heard you guys were ending your run here.
Was a transition.
Unforeseen circumstances. So I said, I'm going to get my ass here.
We're transitioning. We're passing you a chair right now so you can sit down. This is like an insane...
I'm not hitting you with a chair like a wrestler, you know?
Yeah, no.
That was a bad joke.
No, does Pierre know Kitschy?
Pierre, do you know Kitschy?
No.
You should... I mean, they're both East Village legends.
Oh, East Village?
This man right here.
Want to raise?
Yes.
Me too.
Really?
I grew up on St. Mark's Place in the 70s.
Kitschy is our...
In the 70s.
Kitschy...
In the 70s. Double underline.
For those of you who don't know, Kitschy is a guest of the show. Frequent.
I actually had the full... Speaking of Donald Trump, I had the full experience of homesteading.
I saw him at CVS.
And he, like, bought the land all around. And remember that Steven Spielberg movie, Batteries Not Included?
Yes.
So, they actually interviewed us for stories about, like, how the Puerto Ricans used to try to chase us.
What's this? You got edibles?
Of course.
Kitschy brings edibles. She's...
Wow.
We're talking about, like, listen, Kitschy? Excuse me, not Kitschy. Kitschy's alter ego... Like, whipped me with a leather whip on the air. Like, I gotta say, I can't, I sort of, it's very coincidental that, like, these people are in this room right now, but I gotta say.
Wait, is this Wheel?
Yes.
This show is insane. The show is insane.
It's not normal.
It's not normal.
Viacom can't buy this.
You could never buy this.
Oh, my God. Now, are you guys here next Thursday?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my 47th birthday. I'm gonna.
Yo, shut the fuck up! Happy birthday, motherfucker! Happy 47 to Kitschy. Call in and tell her you love her.
You're 1959.
59, somewhere.
I'm born 1966.
Oh, woo!
motherfucker.
You're the year of the rooster.
Yo, Jack.
Yes, yes. I'm the year of the double fire horse.
Jack, we got like a huge circle here. Should we do like
you're
a bunch
very powerful
of,
year.
Should we do what?
Should we do a bunch of drops? We got like a huge circle.
Should do everything. I don't know.
All right, all right, all right. All right, check it out, listeners.
It's hot as balls. Yeah, it is hot as balls.
It is very hot.
I just finished cooking all this.
It's starting to smell like a man in here. All right, listen, I'm overtaken with emotion right now. So
me
we're gonna
too.
Go, so
this,
we're
is,
gonna,
this is just great, though.
We're going to go around the room, and we're gonna do drops.
I want everybody on the room to actually talk about their favorite time in the studio.
Okay, I will.
All right,
I got,
cool.
Can Aaron go first?
Yeah. Shit, what was my favorite?
What about Pierre?
No. Let's start.
Well, I'll start so it's like a, you know, I'll lead by example. My favorite time in the studio was New Year's 2012 or something like that.
Wow, yeah.
When Jack Inslee was DJing and there was
full
like
service.
And there was Mylar around
full
and
service.
Like Dan Brindell was still in the squad and like I don't know, I always think of that for some reason. But
that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was weird. We were young, we were here, like we were given this space. It's just crazy. This shit is crazy. Like I can't describe it really. Like, I guess you gotta be here. Like you can go on gunwash.com and like you can hear what was going on in our lives. Like
in 2012.
When I was 25.
You could hear
what was going on with me. Like when I was a kid. Like
you know,
could,
I think
like I don't. It's hard to explain.
Wait,
okay.
Aaron, how old were you when I met you?
He was like 22.
I was like 23. 23 or 24, and now I'm
grown ass man.
And I
how old
am
are you now?
31.
That's
insane.
Caller, we'll see what's up.
Caller, what up, man?
Hey, this is Ace. How's it going?
Oh, Ace.
Ace.
By the way, I want to say one thing.
Wait, it's not Azel.
No, it's
no,
Ace.
Ace.
Ace. Okay.
By the way, for the record,
Azel is an enemy of the show.
For the record, and Jack, you should like listen in so you know that this is true. Ace called on Gunwash number one,
episode one. That's
episode
true.
One.
Well, my buddy Little Skittles, he tells me you guys are on that radio. I got to listen.
Yeah, I know. Little Skittles.
Skittles doesn't even call anymore.
So what's up,
deal?
Man? What's up?
Hey, I just heard Kenny Basil was on. I want to say hello. I like that guy. I'm glad we got, you know, him and I are the original
hello,
fans.
Sir. It's good to speak to you.
Yeah.
Peace for life.
Yo, word up. He said what up.
Wow.
You finally found him, Ace. You finally found him.
Bye, Ace.
Imagine Ace came over here and tried to tie Kenny Basil up right now.
He might do it. They do that in the Bronx.
Thank you.
Duck, gorilla tape and blah, blah. All right, let's go. Let's say our favorite moments because it's getting hot as fuck.
Yeah.
Hot as fucking.
Okay. So one of my favorite moments besides Kenny Basil coming in was, let's say, you know what? There's so many that I can't even think, but I think when I used to host the show alone.
Oh, wow.
Fair enough.
I was only joking.
I used to host
a show alone once.
I still can't get over you calling from Rikers Island.
Oh yeah, that was really badass. I was there for like 2 weeks.
Pierre, what was your favorite moment in the studio? Can you remember
the Band of Babylon?
Yeah,
woo!
The wonderful show.
Oh my god,
that was a good one.
That was an iconic show.
I think Contessa might have been my favorite.
Oh wait a minute,
Contessa was like
Contessa.
Yeah, that was too real.
That was
Contessa is the shit.
I heard so much about her. I seen her around, but like she just came in here and like
and took over.
Just did
She's
it.
She's like, I want to rap about that fucking blue Gatorade right now, motherfucker. Kitchy, what about you?
Well, I guess there's two episodes. The first one, which was number 35, which was the first time I was on the show in, I guess, the summer of 2012.
Something.
Oh, my God.
Summer of Sam.
Yeah, and then I guess the Dominatrix one, because I listened to that one again, and it's the funniest shit, even if it wasn't me.
Shouts to Sled Ever. It wasn't you. It was funny. Miss, I don't remember.
Mona St. Clair.
Mona St. Clair, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was
She was a pal.
And then, Michael, I guess your favorite moment is now.
It's got to be.
What about Kenny's favorite moment?
Kenny, what's your favorite moment?
Yeah, what's your favorite episode?
I think the episode with the Deli Magazine winners.
Oh,
that's a great episode, dude.
Big up, Gunwash. What up, Gunwash? This is Francis Rose. What up, Gunwash?
Eating burritos, drinking Modelos.
All right,
I wish I was there with y'all. Got a Philadelphia audience. Y'all is the shit. Squad 79 MC, say no more, squad.
Yo, so before I melt,
thank you.
Before I melt, Pierre, give a drop to our audience. You say you got to say something. This is the last time. This may be the last time you're ever on the mic in the Roberta studio.
Isn't that crazy?
It may be.
So say something to the audience and make it count. For me, this is a gift you could give to me.
For him only.
Well, just always keep in mind that being politically incorrect is only is the only way to be correct. You feel me?
I do feel you. Wonderful.
He feels you so hard.
Is that a phone call?
Hello, this is MacBook Pro 2011.
Who is this?
MacBook Pro.
Yo, MacBook Pro, what up?
Sound me here, please.
You what?
Please. I need you to sound me.
Yo, okay. Has anybody found your what?
I don't know. It's so funny. I'm
lost. Yo, MacBook Pro.
Question. When you wipe, is it after you take a shit, do you do one wipe or three?
I feel like I've been sold.
He feels like he's in school. Speaking of school.
This ain't school.
I was be in school.
You know what happens in school?
What?
They get invited to parties that they don't want to go to.
Oh, it's yeah. fucked up.
And
that's what happened to you in school?
Well, check this out. Not in school. I never got invited to anything.
I was the one who threw the parties.
I heard by people like after hours, right? Like,
right.
Back, yeah, I heard, but that's like another story. I last night was like listening to music pretty late, right? And all of a sudden, someone's banging on my door.
Right.
And I guess my neighbors are like renting their like Airbnb in their apartment.
Fuck them.
Oh, speaking of Airbnb,
fuck
I know I'm fucking everything.
Tell me how you feel, Pierre.
Yeah, tell us.
Yo,
fuck
was,
my story.
I was on the train and I was just thinking that terrorists are suckers because
every time you buy cigarettes for $8, you're supporting terrorism.
But wait a minute. Wouldn't it be like if you were a terrorist, man, and I wanted to do like performance art terrorism?
Right.
I'd be like a swami sitting down and put up. First of all, I put a bat. Wait, no, on the train. Put a basket and have my head wrapped up like a sick, you know, and sit down, squat like lotus pose on the train and pull out a flute and start playing or some clarinet and playing and have a cobra attack cobra.
Come
hey, man, I keep hearing about Kenny Basil, but what I really want to know is Kevin Carolina there, because like, if those two ain't together, then it ain't no show.
Yo, Kenny, what do you think about that? I mean, like, for real.
Swahili.
I think, absolutely.
Kenny, yo, wouldn't that be crazy?
He doesn't support terrorism.
Kenny Basil don't support terrorism.
Only urban terrorism.
Spliffington seeing Kitschy for the first time this evening. He's happy.
Have a brownie, darling.
Yo, I gotta tell you something.
This is so fucking good.
This is so fun, but Jack, you don't even know how hot it is.
I know it's hot.
I know, we gotta go. We gotta go.
We gotta go. We gotta go.
But does Kenny have any questions for the Gunwatch Squad while he's on the mic?
Kenny, you gotta do a drop. Like, you gotta do a drop.
You gotta do a drop.
You gotta do a drop. Are you crazy? You gotta do a drop.
You wanna drop it?
Go.
Yeah, he listens to Gunwash.
Yeah, caller.
Yo, caller, what up?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Yo, what up?
How's it going, everybody?
Is this Fred?
I'm chilling, man.
This is Fred. This is Jerry calling from the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania.
Oh, cool, man.
My dude,
yo, Pike County.
Ben. Yo, Pennsylvania.
Jerry, hey, what's up?
Cool. Hey, buddy. Love you, buddy.
Love you too, my friend.
Right on, dude. Yo, I just want to say one quick thing before the break. Aaron was mentioning something on affinity for showering and like the importance of you know relishing.
Right.
Shower.
Yes. Right.
Back in say what?
Right. Yeah. I agree with you, but yes. You know, wait a minute. The people that don't like the shower, oddly enough, niggas from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Florida, so I can't really say anything about that. But yo, back in 2000, I want one quick thing. It's still an archive, but in 2000, like what was it, dude? Like 10 or 11? A younger Kenny. His New Year's resolution was to take 350 showers in a year.
That's awesome.
And he said,
Did you do it?
Yeah, I think it really changed his life. And it's still unlocked.
Since then, I hate showers.
I agree.
I love it. That's a good goal to me.
You can still go to 350showers.blogspot.com.
Cool.
Oh,
and you can read a very detailed, personal, sort of intimate.
You did that?
No,
I did.
That's a great performance, Eric. You love that. That's public performance. Okay, well, listen, I gotta get out of this studio.
Me too. I'm about to pass out.
Some drops, though.
We gotta do some drops. Everyone is gonna do a drop, and I'm gonna start so everyone knows what it is. Hey, my name is Aaron. I love taking showers, and you're listening to Gunwash. Up next is Kenny Basil.
Hey, what's up? It's Kenny Basil, finally here at Gunwash. You can achieve anything you want to. Gunwash.com. That's a great drop.
Wonderful. Armando's next.
Hey, what's up? I've taken more showers than anybody, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Hey, what's up? This is Pierre Francillon. I've done more things in the shower than anybody else listening to Gunwash.
Now, Kitschy.
Hey, it's Kitschy from the East Village here on Gunwash.com. I like to bake and smoke.
Nice. And then Michael.
What's up, everybody? This is Michael Shannon. I'm feeling quite temperate in here, and I think these guys are just bugging, so this is Gunwash Radio.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been an incredibly emotional episode, and I think we should go to music soon so that we can just feel a seamless vibe here.
My pits are sweating, dude.
If you want to hear us, it's gunwash.com, 718-497-2128. Thank you, all you callers, and my beloved listeners, and my beloved guests. And we'll see you next week here on Gunwash.
Hurry home. I love you.
Yo, hit him with an uppercut.
The sounds of the warrior's drum on the wolf pack don't make me laugh, cause you never in your life won't ever see the guards rap. I'm a chief that smoke weed out of peace pipes. Yo, boy, I'm half Indian, so you're right.
Ayo.
I'm about to choke you with my mic, pour your salad. Swing on my face, it's sore. Sure, stay old, cry from the black fist. I got blood, shit, I'm out of the
street. Went to the beach, chilling on the beach with the jacket on.
Right back at ya, niggas better run or feel the force of the hell racist gun. Coop-a-coop-a, my style is wild, trapped in a shell. Shoot, I can flip it, I can pillow. I make you jelly like Jello. Figaro, Figaro. Who would think that the just a gold opera? You can ask him.
Hey, this is Mona St. Clair whipping you on Gunwash.
Shallon, black fish, they do the time. And just came back with that old funky rhyme.
Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey, y'all. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, oh! Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, oh! Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, oh!
And there's a thousand MCs lined up against the wall. Timber, they're all on the floor. Ha, son, cha! Yo, I can't stop giving you that off the wall hip hop to your ear, make you wanna cheer. Hallelujah! Now I'm in second gear, yo, I'm outta here. The Monte Cow, from the Mephicow, get the Monte Cow. Now I'm headed to the hotel. Well, I'll be poking and stroking. Yo, the hair cock, the cow got a nigga open. Hey, daddy, what are those over there, shallow soldiers? Wait a minute, no one told you that I'm the nigga that they call Zombie. Who got the
this is Contessa Studo, and I'm lonely, and I need a man. But at the end of the day, I want the Gunwash Radio. So you're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Yo, the crowd goes crazy. Bring it if you won't, cause it really don't amaze me.
Hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, ho. Hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, ho. Hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, ho. Hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, ho.
Look who's back, it's the Hellraiser. Raising hell and I've been rocking rhymes since niggas been rocking guitars, my slang and bang. So I guess I'll be the man you couldn't hang with my style if you invented the Ku Klux Klan. I'm like AT&T, I'm a reacher through your speaker. I got more soul than a sneaker. I'm solid, I'm crazy. I guess I'm wildin', my styling is directed straight from the shelling. Out of this, I'm the black fish. Shit is sick.
This is Night Turbo, you're listening to Gunwash.
Machine with no border, out of order. Run for the order, the hardcore rap act is back. I stick out like a thumbtack, I white niggas on the map. And I rhyme to get paid, cause when I raid, I wouldn't wanna hear you style with a hearing aid. Straight up crook, beating the Captain Hook. Look out, start like Bigfoot. And I don't give a fuck about a girl. My crew is more crazy than Bay Bay Kids and fucking Fun World. I'm pussing niggas doom, I mean Sonic Boom. I'm fucking stupid, I write bombs in the baller room. Mike Kruger, monkey don't maneuver. Yeah. Drunk and monkey so funky they call me Madua. Oh shit, I flip shit, oh my god I rip shit, I talk shit. No one can shit like I should. Shit like this get you upset, because the shit that I was saying was pumping through your projects. How many times must I say shit? Well if the shit ain't worth the shit, then I don't wanna be with the shit. And then you be like, oh shit, he flipped it. Now ain't that some shit, kid?
Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ho.
And if I do get
spend. If I don't, so sometimes I will and sometimes I won't. Mad stink, crack a 40 down the back, sit fat and relax and plan my attack. Not the one to test, I possess mad finesse. My Buddha was blessed, one bird in the nest. Chills with my peeps, steady bouncing in deeps.
You miss me?
In urban concrete, I'm the man, I'm the festival. With the extraterrestrial flow, 456 ELO, pop the top on the 40 ounce bottle. I'm not the one to follow, I'm not the role model. Hollow tips in my clips, money gripping my clock. Only spits when I react to the bullshit. So give me room to breathe and get up off these and save the confessions for Jesus. Plus, I don't need to hear no sorrow. F it, the sun will still come out tomorrow. Long as I'm breathing, needing, even like Steven, achieving, getting some G's in. Representing lovely, boogie down Bronx major. With the project flavor, I'm Asia, Asia. My behavior is mad hell if you're front. You know what I want. Hey, I want. Fat beats for my rhyme. Mad clips for my nine. A ill posse and my name up in lights and I and me. I'ma let you know how I feel on the real. I back steel, it's like a jungle. Makes me wonder where my heel is. The brick skips the dog shit. Complete in my cypher. Temple like Rowdy Rowdy Piper. Hyper like a viper. I'ma strike if I gotta go in for the jugular. Stretch it like a copper. Stop her. But you can't stop me. Look this clock me. Just watch me blow up the spot. J came a long way from back in the day. We did it for no pages. Rhyme and hit the hay and sleep. Wake up, write another rhyme. Hit the walk after dog, drop the beat one time. That's when shit was real. No phonies, no baloney, just the homie mics and wheels are still. Back up from the hoop, half plugged in the street light. Everything right, jam over, street fight. Back to the lab, I grab my pen and pad. Raw lyrics, make a floor and a scat. Had no dinero, enough get four chicken wings and rice. A 40 ounce of nickel bag to get nice. Now I might make a million. It's still sun, it makes the heart pump. You know what I want. Fat beats for my rhymes. Mad clips from my nine. A ill posse and my name up in lights and I in need. I'm a J Fudd with the mansion and the yacht. Brand new Glock, non-stop hip-hop. Remote control boombox, lamping on my dress. Or the guard ain't no less as the pressure comes to test ya. 100-pound weight around the neck. Daily, enough reasons like Philip Bailey. Can't get enough of that funky stuff. Rhyming astronomical, original shit is phenomenal. Heat up the kettle, put the pedal to the metal. Speed like racer, treat you like a whack rhyme and erasure. Right off the paper, roll a big fat split. 4/5 on the hip, Heineken in the grip. Shit, I'm ready, get the keys for the Jeep. Let's bounce, cruise avenues, get some brews, and sing the blues with the funk master flex cassette in the deck. I'm in effect, I move my neck while sun gets wrecked. Oh, what a feeling, I'm on the wheels of stealing. I snatch up some skins for some sexual healing. Everything's culture, copacetic, groovy. Hip-hop moves me, soothes me. I'm letting off like an Uzi. The first step's a doozy, you bruise me. Now I'm choosy, before I start to freak it like a floozy. I wanna get big, get paid, true stunt. You know what I want. Fat beats for my rhymes. Mad clips for my nine. A ill posse and my name up in lights and I in need.
Well, I was raking in the dough, boy.
Just raking in the
dough. Well, I was raking in the dough, boy.
Raking in the
the dough.
What I was raking in the dough, boy.
Just raking in the dough.
What I was raking in the dough, which means the cash can't pass.
Word.
The cheesies didn't pass, my pockets they harassed. I'm not the type of man to play the herb or get some cheese, my dough. I'd rather step to the mall and get some gear for the show. But did you know the mall was closed? So I sprinted to Macy's and got some guests in Polo. Got to the show, stepped out the limo with ease. Seeing mad cheese, promoters with cheese. Girl, step into me, give me this, give me that. I seen your own TV, so your pockets must be fat.
Damn.
She really didn't know that I'm a pro at the sport called raking in the dough.
Well, I was raking in the dough, boy.
Raking in the dough.
Raking in the dough, boy.
Just raking in the dough.
Well, I was raking in the dough, boy.
Raking in the dough.
Raking in the dough, boy.
Just raking
well,
in
I
the
remember
dough.
This show,
show
that I cock blocked just to rock some dough.
Dough.
Cause she was all that with the crazy fat afro. Thickness with the quickness, tried to cheese nap attack. And her reaction was high.
Hi, my name is Twy, and you are?
Queso.
Like
I thought groupie game, but boy, I got game. Cause I took her to my room, she started acting insane. Pulling, begging me for more, but the poke hat was sore from yesterday's show. Plus, I had no more CO, so it really was a no-no and time for her to go. So let the doorknob hit you with the good Lord's picture in your rear, dear. Get out of here, ho. Can't do nothing for the man K-Zo. See ya, I'm
see
just
ya.
Breaking in the dough.
I was breaking in the dough, boy.
Breaking in the dough.
I was breaking in the dough, boy.
Just breaking in the dough.
I was breaking in the dough, boy.
Breaking in the dough.
I was breaking in the dough, boy.
Just breaking in the dough.
My dough breaker is about the loot. And yes, I have enough to get the polo boots. And yes, oh yes, I guess no less than dope, yo. Jabo on my legs and the cheese still begs for the Mickey and the Hickey, but no sucking on my neck. Heck, I let her catch a flick licking my sidekick. I will make the money you'd like to know, honey. Making G's with the Z, yo, that ain't funny. On tour for sure, cause the show is dope. So to all the other groups, just smoke, yo. Cause me and Jiggy Chop just breaking in the
yo,
dope.
Them rude, I got enough to a star. And oodles of O's, you know. You get them from my sister, you get them from my bro. All I is man and once an embryo. Am I solid gold? I don't cast the glow. Yes, I guess it's reflex, some have no control. I'd rather let a laughter and tally off my dough. Canoeing up the river or out into the hole. You just know me not, so not play the role. Some are lovey dovey, I hear crazy throw. Some shake your hand, but this is called the show. I was John Doe, no, I'm Mr. Dollar Co. Pissed with the witness, so now I know. O's got the world, O's was on tour. Girls gave the hoes and guys, oh for sure. Where they arose, well, nobody knows. What do they mean? Well, here's how it goes. Those shoots got the O's. When you hold the dough, you know who you are, but they didn't know. And now with respect, they flex like a pro. You're first another nigga, but now an afro. Oodles and oodles and O's and oodles and oodles and oodles of O's. You know they're giving oodles and O's and O's and oodles and oodles and oodles of O's. You know they're giving oodles and O's and O's and oodles and oodles and oodles of.
Oh!
Last of the fast plug pipers at the door. In your eye, turn it like rub and alcohol. Native is the tongue that speaks the guacamole. Kinfolk with platers and stereo. Chances played a part of a herd at a show. Pot prints the piece on his jeans or the bowls. But let the herd know if beef they wanna throw. Lunches of punches is what I bestow. Oodles of O's and has my hoes and my checks. O's take the shape of medallion specs. Don't forget the O's that let the air in my nose. Breathe in the fresh as the stale hit the road. Girls ask for flicks and I'll block the poles. Eat the owl greens, won't sniff the curd flows. Mace got something to say in it goes.
Mace yo is rocking on the radio.
Now I think we're talking about the oodles and O's, you know. I think we're talking about the oodles and O's, yeah. We're talking about the oodles and O's, you know. I think we're talking about the oodles and O's. I think we're talking about the oodles and O's, you know. I think we're talking about the oodles and O's, yeah. We're talking about the oodles and O's, you know. I think we're talking about the
oh shit.
Hoods like to my name, I'm showing. Guns going bold, people hit the flow. Don't have a piece but an arrow and bow. Targeted firm cause I'm here Comancho. Charging barricades like a raging rhino. The donuts come big and some in jumbo. The landlord is finished but before I go I give a shout out to Quest and my fellow jungle bro.
Not by the dock of the bay, by the show. Swimming in the rhythm of the hottie hottie ho. Punk Pinocchio's gotta go, gotta go.
What's the reason?
To be cheerful. Season is grease, time to pimp promo. Nuts can no flow if the shade is in the dough. Oh.
Thank you.
They got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us floor rush when the DJ booming classics. You dig the crew on the fattest hip hop record. He tucks the kinks and sinks into the sounds. She frequents the fatter joints called underground.
Our this is Dame Dash. I'm still my man Amando. Big shout out to Gunwash. I'm in the mood, boys.
Matter about percussion. Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimensions. Why is it so fly? Cause hip hop kept some drama. When butterfly rocked the light, which way, which way, which way? What by the cut? We push it off the corner. How was the buzz entire hip hop era? Was fresh in fact since they started saying Audi. Cause funks made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like Miles, my man. Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock? But I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that.